is White House Report Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Mission Network News, from 2018 to 2020, over 18,000 unaccompanied child migrants have gone missing in Europe. These children hail from countries like Afghanistan, Algeria, Eritrea, and Guinea. Moving alone puts them in danger of exploitation. AMG International works with refugees in Greece, one of the countries with the highest rate of disappearances. Brian Dennett says, "The issue of child migration is just a huge and disturbing problem. I think child migrants are of the most vulnerable people that we have in the world. These children lack access to schooling, health care, and even clean water. Without families, many simply fall through the cracks." Then it says, we're working in Greece. We know the reported number in government centers. 4,000 child migrants live there. But we really don't have a strong grasp of how many more there are. It's incredibly disturbing to think of so many thousands of kids lost in the system. The COVID-19 has really kind of compounded the problem, disrupting the proper registering. Pray more for these children will find support and connection through AMG. According to a CIS News service, Gospel for Asia World is sending oxygen equipment and supplies to help people fighting for breath amid India's devastating second wave of COVID-19, according to the humanitarian agency. The Texas-based organization reports that they are readying the first shipment of life-saving medical supplies as India remains in the grip of a worsening crisis. Demand for oxygen has increased sevenfold since last month. Reports say two people are dying of COVID-19 every single minute in India, gasping for air as oxygen and equipment runs out at hospitals across the nation. "We cannot stand by and watch the thousands suffer and die gasping for air," said GFA World founder KP Yohannan, as the nation's official COVID-19 death toll approaches 250,000. "India is literally suffocating to death. I've never seen anything that compares with this tsunami of suffering." According to Mission Network News, early this week, a school shooting in the Russian city of Kazan killed 7 children and 2 adults, including one teacher. A 19-year-old former student has been detained as a suspect. Eric Mark of the Slavic Gospel Association says, "The pastor of the Central Church in Kazan knows one lady in the church who has a son that attends that school, and the son's best friend relayed to him that he stood there and watched as the shooter killed another one of their best friends. And so the child is caught up in remorse and grieving and confusion over things that he has seen." Mark says local Christians are already mobilizing to help. They are already reaching out to the families, trying to provide counsel as well as resources. And in the same light, SGA is responding immediately. "We've already committed resources to help these churches provide physical aid to the families during this time, but also with the resources for the churches to counsel families." According to a CIS News service, about 20,000 people were forced to evacuate their homes, with 12,000 taking refuge in a mix of government-run or private shelters or staying with family or friends, following a series of volcanic eruptions on the island of St. Vincent in the Eastern Caribbean Sea early last month. Support for families unable to return to their homes on the island following the volcanic eruptions continues to pour in from Food for the Poor's generous donors and from partners on neighboring islands. Heavy rains last week brought flooding and landslides, bringing more misery to those affected by the eruptions and ash. Hurricane season is less than 4 weeks away. Food for the Poor reports the Catholic Diocese of Kingstown, the charity's partner, continues to deliver critically needed supplies to families, in some cases in the pouring rain. "The packages we gave to parishioners and other needy persons in the community were well received and appreciated," said Friar Kevin Murray of the Diocese of Kingstown, after visiting with a parishioner in Bellevue. "I saw the happy faces of many when we took it to those who could not come," Fry Murray added. It was touching, especially when they said, "Thanks and God bless you. Thank you, Father, and those who donated the items." According to Mission Network News, hundreds of Palestinians suffered injuries this weekend in clashes with Israeli police in Jerusalem. Dozens of police officer injuries have been reported as well. These conflicts have been fueled by the eviction of Palestinians to make way for new Israeli settlements. But Andrew Bush with Bethlehem Bible College says through it all, Palestinian Christians remain committed to peacemaking. That's why the school is launching the Bethlehem Institute of Peace and Justice. Bush says some might ask, why bother making peace in the Middle East? But Jesus didn't get that memo. He called us to be peacemakers. And Bethlehem Bible College, out in the midst of its experience of living in the midst of conflict, has just been convinced that the way forward is a way of reconciliation and promoting the dignity of all peoples and justice for all who live in the land. The Institute will offer courses in English for anyone who wants to attend starting this fall, and our goal is to assist local and international peacemakers to be part of preventing and mitigating and transforming conflict and establishing sustainable peace and justice. In Palestine, Israel, and throughout the world. You can join these classes either traveling to Bethlehem or participating remotely. According to Assist News Service, throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, Far East Broadcasting Company has seen an overwhelming gospel response from their listeners in some of the most unreached parts of the world, from China to Myanmar to Cambodia. During the last year, as many of the countries where they broadcast have gone into lockdown, FEBC has been ministering to those impacted by these challenging times. The bulk of the responses we were getting were indicating that people were responding as they were restricted to their homes, explains FEBC's president and CEO, Ed Cannon, during an interview with the Global News Alliance. But the radio penetrates all these barriers. The radio can get into their home when they can't get out. Hope through the gospel comes when there's nothing else available. So we heard from so many people sharing, "I'm lonely, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, I'm worried. But your radio has become my best friend." And we saw this surge in all of the countries where we're broadcasting in very different ways. Cannon says the most effective way they've been able to follow up with countless responses from their listeners has been to partner with local churches. According to Mission Network News, in Lahore, Muslim nurses and medical staff have taken over the chapel of a mental hospital. Nehemiah from Forgotten Ministries International says, "They are keeping Christian staff from coming to this chapel anymore. They've taken over this chapel and they started offering their Muslim prayers there. They have threatened these Christian staff, nurses, janitors, and paramedical staff, telling them to leave their jobs or embrace Islam. The mental hospital has a chapel because the British constructed the building in the 1800s. Today, Christian hospital staff still use it to meet and worship." Nehemiah says, "Pray for the brothers and sisters who are working in these hospitals, and pray for those not only in hospitals but anywhere in Pakistan, the nurses, Christians, janitors, and domestic staff. Please pray for their lives, for their safety, and for their security. Pray not only for them, but for their families as well. Pray also for all FMI partners working in Lahore." You can read these stories and more at WhiteHouseReport.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you.